Whether you suspect that you have mold illness or not, here's what you need to take away from this. You can eat well, you can take all the supplements, but if your body is not supported foundationally, the walls will crumble. Hey, welcome to the Love Your Gut podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Heather Finley. I know what you're thinking. How am I supposed to love my gut when all it does is hold me back? I thought the same thing before I found my own relief from my own gut health issues. I dedicated my life to getting to the bottom of my own gut issues so I could help women just like you transform theirs. Now, I'm here to guide you through your own gut health journey. We do this through identifying your root causes and making sustainable and transformational changes. As a result, you can unleash your true potential. My goal is to empower you with the information and tools you need to love your gut so it loves you back right here on this podcast. Welcome back to the next episode of the Love Your Gut podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Today, we are going to be talking about mold. This is actually one of the top requested episodes that all of you over on Instagram have asked me to record. And if you're like, why are people asking you to record that? It is because I went through my own mold journey earlier this year and last year, and everyone is so curious about it. So I had another episode with Isabel. I think it was episode 37, where we discussed a bit about mold and she shared her story. And after that episode came back, I had so many DMs and questions asking about my story, what I did, and you know, how to know if you even have mold, how does that affect the gut? Does it even matter, et cetera? So I just want to walk you through my process and hopefully give you some insights. Surprisingly, or maybe not, depending on where you are in your gut journey, mold is actually something that we see more often than you would think, especially in our chronic cases. So if you are someone who has had SIBO multiple times and you have tons of histamine issues or brain fog or a lot of the things that I'll discuss in this episode, then this may be really informative for you. And just know that none of this is medical advice. Please work with someone if you suspect you have mold. We can help you, and there are many other providers that can help you. Mold is a beast. Even as a practitioner treating myself for mold, it was a beast. And I did end up actually going and seeing another provider, mostly because I didn't want to be my own provider. I wanted someone to look me straight in the eye and tell me exactly what I needed to do, even though I knew all the right things to do, but I didn't want to treat myself. And so I would encourage you to go get help because it is a beast and it can be hard to navigate. And there's also a lot of stuff on the internet that will just make you really scared. So there's a couple purposes to this episode. Number one is I just want to share my story. You all have asked about my story, so I want to share it with you. And number two, I want to give you some insight on what you can actually do if you suspect you have mold, some steps that you can take. And then if you know you have mold, some other steps that you can take as well. I have tons of links in the show notes because different products and things that I used as I was going through mold. So definitely check out the show notes in this episode. And you can also go to my website, drheatherfinley.co, to my blog, and you can read the whole transcript and everything there. So we will just jump straight in. This is going to be kind of a monologue of several years of kind of accumulation, essentially. So just to start off, I want to share some of the main symptoms that I had. Brain fog was one of them, and that's not something that I had really had in a long time. When I was in the depths of my GI issues in my 20s, I definitely had brain fog caused by obviously gut issues, but also from Hashimoto's and thyroid issues. I also had increased anxiety when I was dealing with mold and didn't know it. I had low heart rate variability. So for those of you that don't know what that is, I wear an Oura ring and I've had it for several years now. And it's become something that I have really just loved because it doesn't tell me necessarily anything I don't know, but it also, it does validate a lot of the things that I know are going on with my body and just gives me really cool insights on how my body is adapting to stress and like seeing it on paper. If you're a data person, I love it. So that's linked in the show notes if you want to check it out. But one of the questions I often get on Instagram is, now that I'm out of mold and have recovered, my heart rate variability is so much higher. And I always get questions, how did you do that? So I'm going to talk about that. I also became very intolerant to exercise. I couldn't tolerate anything intense. And I was an athlete my whole life. I was a swimmer in my whole life and in college. I was a runner. I did triathlons even after college. And I could like barely go for long walks without getting like super fatigued. I had a lot of trouble waking up in the morning, and I'm always and always have been a morning person, probably partially just from environment, being a swimmer and being an athlete. I always had practice in the morning, so I was just used to waking up, but even if I tried, I can't sleep in. So this was a weird thing for me to not be able to get up in the morning. And then, not that I drink alcohol very much, but I couldn't tolerate it at all. I would have like half of a glass of wine and I would wake up the next day feeling like I literally got hit by a bus. And so like I said, I rarely drink alcohol, but especially wine, it was just not working for me. So those were most of the main symptoms that I was having, but I want to walk you through how I actually figured out that I had mold. So backstory here is that we moved into our house in late 2019. So we moved into this house. I had never had any of the symptoms that I just described, besides the brain fog whenever I had Hashimoto's. And a couple months after we moved in, it was actually New Year's Eve, and I was sicker than I ever have been in my life. I couldn't hear anything because my ears were so clogged. I couldn't swallow. I was sick for a solid 2 weeks and no one could figure out what was wrong with me. I went to like multiple urgent cares and they tested me for everything and nobody could figure it out. But it was lots of respiratory stuff, ear stuff, etc. So that was super weird. And eventually I did recover and feel better, but it was just, the pieces never came together. Fast forward, I guess a year later, I still was getting sick more often than I ever had in my life. There were multiple instances every couple months where I was losing my voice and I couldn't figure out why. I would just wake up and I wouldn't have a voice. Several times I actually had a speaking event planned and had to like cancel one time a 900 person webinar that I was giving because I literally had no voice. I couldn't talk. And so it started raising my suspicions. Like, what is going on? Am I allergic to Texas? Am I allergic to my home? I have no clue what's going on. And so in August of 2022, so this is basically like 2 years later, after I got sick for the first time and then had repeatedly lost my voice, I was contacted by this company on Instagram, and they are this home mold kit company. And they said, we're selling these mold kits for people to test their houses for mold. We want to send you one. Would you be interested? And I had suspected mold, but I was like honestly scared to go down that rabbit hole. So I hadn't. But when they reached out and offered to send me this test, I was like, yes, I definitely want to do this. Here's the crazy part. So I told you about how I had been losing my voice. You had to turn off air purifiers like a week before you did the test. So I turned off our air purifiers. And I guess side note here is that throughout those basically that year and a half where I had been repeatedly losing my voice, I had invested in several very expensive air purifiers for our home, thinking, okay, Texas does have a lot of allergens. Maybe it's just like seasonal, et cetera. And so we had air purifiers. It kind of became a family joke, honestly, like you guys have, you know, air purifiers in every room of your home. And it helped, certainly, but it was crazy because I turned the air purifier off and in every room that I was going to test, and I got sicker again than I ever have. And this is actually when I had to cancel that 900 person webinar. So I started to put the pieces together thinking, okay, that's weird. I turn off the air purifier. I was like driving myself to urgent care at like 3 a.m. because I literally felt like I was going to die and didn't want to, you know, wait until the morning. And then I get the mold results back and our room tested positive for mold. So that was super confirming to me of, okay, my suspicions were right. Why did I not test this sooner? But that's okay. So what I decided to do from there was test myself. And my levels came back super high in multiple types of mold. So was I only exposed to mold in our home? Definitely, most likely not. Throughout my life, I lived in several old homes, especially in college. I lived in an old dorm. I also lived in a sorority house that was an old dorm. And then after that, I lived in another old house. And then the house we lived in previous to this was also pretty old. So who knows? Could have been exposed to mold on multiple occasions, but kind of the straw that broke the camel's back at this point was moving into this house and potentially just also being stressed from entrepreneurship and some things that I'll share with you in a little bit. So just to kind of tell you a little bit about all the pieces here, what I wish I would have done is first decided to test myself. And this is what I advise a lot of people to do if they suspect mold. Before you go down the rabbit hole of testing your home, test yourself. There's an easy urine test that you can do. We order it for our clients to test them for mold. And if it shows up positive in you, then you can kind of open that can of worms. But it's a lot easier to just test yourself. And looking back, that's what I wished I would have done. But either way, I'm very grateful for the mold kit. It's linked in the show notes below. I think actually you can use the discount code that's listed for 10% off. So if you are thinking that you want to order this, you definitely can. But I wish I would have tested myself first and then gone down the rabbit hole of testing my house. The crazy part is that the mold really didn't affect my gut health, but we see mold impact our clients' gut health in really crazy ways. Mold causes an overall burden on your body. So if your gut health is already really weak to begin with, it can really exacerbate symptoms. So backtrack. In 2019, when we moved into the house, and a couple months later in 2020, when I got really sick, this is actually pre-COVID. So I was thinking like maybe I was patient X for COVID and, you know, got sick in January 2020. But now looking back, I think it's actually this whole mold picture. But after those 2 weeks of being very, very ill, I just decided, you know what, I'm going to do a stool test on myself and I'm going to see what's going on. I was newly postpartum. I had had my daughter and thought, you know, it's a good time to just kind of check in and see how things are. So I put myself through several protocols based on my specific results. This is also what we do with our clients. And the protocols that I was doing focused really heavily on liver support, which is probably why I felt decent for a while. Yes, I was occasionally losing my voice. You know, yes, we had air purifiers in our home, but I was also supporting my body in a way that not a lot of people do because I had done this stool test and found a couple things that I wanted to work on. I was also gifted another stool test right before I had my son. So this was in January 2022 that I had my son. So hopefully you're following the timeline here. Did the stool test in like March 2020, put myself through these protocols, heavily focused on liver support and focused on addressing a couple of things that came back there and felt really good. And then this other company reached out and wanted to have me do their stool test. So I was always curious like how pregnancy affected my gut health. And so I took this stool test right before I delivered. So it was like early January 2022. And when I got the results back, I was like 3 days postpartum or something. And it actually showed that I had lower amounts of some beneficial bacteria that would be considered keystone strains that mold can diminish, which makes total sense. But at the time, I wasn't really thinking that. I had, you know, just delivered a baby and I was thinking, okay, maybe that stressor on my body, you know, diminished these strains, et cetera. You know, I was supporting my gut health during pregnancy, which I have a whole blog post on that if you want to check it out, but maybe my gut just couldn't keep up, or maybe I wasn't doing enough, et cetera. When I got those results, I, you know, put into place a couple things to support those results. But this timeline is really interesting because that was January 2022. And when my symptoms became the worst in summer 2022, that's when I was having all the brain fog, the fatigue, anxiety, exercise intolerance, trouble waking up in the morning. I could have easily blamed all this on being postpartum, which some of it for sure was, and that definitely exacerbated things. But what I want you to understand here is that that was the straw that broke the camel's back. So I had a newborn. I was sleep deprived. I was up at odd hours of the night nursing. And in summer 2022, I just hit a wall. But the crazy part is that summer, we went to California for a month. And the entire month that we were there, I felt amazing. I wasn't getting any more sleep. I wasn't really doing anything different. The only thing that was different was the environment that I was in. And so that's why when the company reached out to do the home mold test, I said yes, because I thought, okay, there has to be something environmental here. So I just want to like focus on this for a second, because this just shows how much lifestyle impacts how your body responds to your environment. Even in the postpartum period, I was still eating really well. I had tons of support. I was balancing my blood sugar. I was taking my minerals based on my own hair mineral test. I was doing all the things to support my body, but it wasn't enough to fight against the sleep deprivation and the circadian rhythm disruptions, et cetera, from being up at weird hours of the night. So whether you suspect that you have mold illness or not, here's what you need to take away from this. Interrupting this episode really quick to tell you about an amazing offer in case you suspect that you might have mold in your home. So as you've learned in this episode, I used an amazing home mold kit to test my house for mold. And that company is called Got Mold. And you can use my code DrHeather10 for 10% off of a home mold kit. Now back to the episode. You can eat well. You can take all the supplements. But if your body is not supported foundationally, the walls will crumble. And we stress this so much in our program. It's so easy to skip past the lifestyle factors because they seem boring or not as sexy because you're not taking all these fancy supplements. But I'm telling you, this is where the money is. I'm also grateful that this happened because I don't want to know what would have happened had I let this go on even longer. But it was very, very confirming to me about the way in which we run our program, because we do heavily focus on all the foundations. And that's when people are so successful in our programs is, yes, we do all the protocols and yes, we do all the interventions and testing and all of that, but we also heavily emphasize foundations. And that's what makes the difference. If you're not focused on that and you don't even know what foundations you need to focus on because you've just been handed a supplement protocol, it's time to reconsider and try something else. So I just want to dive in a little bit more into how mold can actually impact your gut health. So there's a couple things to note. Number one, it can disrupt your gut-brain axis. We know now that your gut and your brain are connected. There's no way around it. It's a bidirectional pathway. And so this is why with mold and the disruption in the gut, you can have increased brain fog, increased anxiety, increased just stress tolerance, et cetera. Mold can also cause digestive disruptions. So it can increase bloating, it can increase constipation, and it can increase diarrhea. Because mold can cause a disruption of tight junctions in your gut. And if you don't know what this is, You have your gut lining. It's one cell layer thick, and it protects your gut from the outside world. And when those cells break apart, those tight junctions, things can get through and it causes your immune system to have a reaction. So most of you probably know of this as leaky gut. The clinical term for this is increased intestinal permeability. And so we don't want our intestines to be permeable. We want them to be glued shut to not allow your immune system to have a response to things. It can also cause systemic effects. That's why you can feel more fatigued, malaise, etc. And then lastly, it can also cause inflammation. For some people, it can cause joint pain because the immune system is being activated and cytokines are being released, and it can cause overall inflammation in the body. So not everybody is going to experience all of these things. The other thing that I want to touch on here, because I know I'll get questions about this, is I was actually the only person in my family, thankfully, that had symptoms. So thankfully, my daughter and my son didn't have symptoms, and my husband didn't either. And I have a couple theories on why that is. Number one is I was the most sleep deprived because I was up nursing, I was postpartum, I'm an entrepreneur that just in general is more stressful, etc. But there also is a distinct connection between estrogen, mold, and histamine. And as a female with a menstrual cycle, you are more susceptible to the impacts of mold on symptoms. And so that is something that we've seen actually a lot in our clients, is they are the only female in the house and they're the only one that has symptoms, or they're the only menstruating female in the house, like in my case, and they're the only one with symptoms. And so just because it's not necessarily a problem and causing symptoms for other people doesn't necessarily mean you don't want to do anything about it, because it could cause things later, but you could be more susceptible initially. So I want to talk a little bit about what I did. I knew what to do. We've dealt with this a lot with some of our clients, and I wanted to make sure that I was addressing all the basics. But number one is I tried to get as much sleep as I could. 7 hours, if not 8 hours, every single night, which meant I was saying no to things that were going to interfere with that, which sucks, but it was what I needed to do at the time. I also supported my minerals based on my HTMA test. So this is a hair mineral test. We do this with our clients both in our one-on-one program, and our membership clients have the option to do this as well. And I custom formulated a powder for myself because my minerals were super tanked after dealing with mold. So that initially was super, super helpful. And thankfully with minerals, you see a quick turnaround in results. So that was really encouraging. I also did a lot to support just overall detoxification of mold. So I invested in an infrared sauna. I used the higher dose sauna blanket. It's linked in the show notes if you want to check it out. The reason I chose this one is just because it's easy to put away. I didn't have to get a huge sauna in my house, and I liked the convenience of being able to do it at home. This isn't something that you have to do, but it's definitely helpful. I also used castor oil packs. This is something I would do at night, while I was watching TV or before bed, or sometimes I would even sleep with it on. Very helpful for overall detox. I also took a variety of different binders, whether it was charcoal or several different types of clay fibers. I was switching off between taking different binders in between meals, and sometimes actually with meals, to support the removal of mold. I talked about this on another podcast episode. So you can go back and listen to the food sensitivity episode, where I talk with the company that sources immunolin. But I took high doses of immunolin for antigen removal and gut lining support. And that is honestly what really turned the lights back on for me. I took 5 grams of it for about 12 weeks. Typically, the recommendation is 6 weeks, but there's no harm in going farther. And I still take some in a lower dose now. But that was so helpful, and I was grateful that they sent me some to try to take. So that was something that I did. I made sure that I was balancing my blood sugar to reduce stress on my body. I ate a nutrient-rich diet to support and repair my gut lining. I actually stopped all high-intensity exercise. I mostly walked for a long time, and then I slowly added back in exercise. And even still, I'm really focused on keeping stress in my life low. So I've been doing Evlo, which is a nervous system focused exercise program. I will link it in the show notes. It is amazing. And then the hardest part of all of this was I really eliminated any stressor in my life that I could, which included actually removing myself from several friendships and relationships that were no longer serving me anymore because they were just adding more stress to my life. And that's a hard decision to make for your health, is saying, this is no longer serving me and I need to take a step back. So I really just focused on how do I give my body the most support possible and how do I also reduce the most amount of stress possible as well. Lastly, we worked on fixing our space. So I want to talk a little bit about what we did to our house. This process initially seemed super overwhelming, but now that I'm removed from it, hopefully this helps you if this is something that you need to reference later. But first, we hired a mold inspector who did a thorough test of our house. We were able to find one here in DFW who was very, very highly recommended. So he came and did a thorough test of our house. He found 3 different spots in our home, 1 in our room, 1 in our kids' bathroom, and 1 in my daughter's room. And he came up with a whole plan for remediation. We ended up having to move out for an entire week, did the full remediation. We also got the ductwork cleaned, the AC cleaned. We ended up purchasing what's called an ERV for our AC unit, and then also used a HEPA vacuum to clean all the furniture, rugs, et cetera. He had like specific protocols for how we were to get like all the dust out of our house. We also used a mold additive to our laundry. I actually still use this, just like a capful in our laundry, and it helps to rinse out mold spores. And then we invested as well in a fogger for our duct system to do once per month. So it has kind of a similar additive, and you can clean your ductwork with this fogger. So that's more of a preventative thing that you certainly don't have to do, but I was definitely paranoid of it coming back and felt like, okay, the whole remediation was very expensive. So I want to do what I can to prevent this from coming back. So please note, you don't have to do all of this. Work with an inspector who will help you figure out the next best steps to not only clear the mold, but also to keep it away. Just to give you a quick update on how I'm feeling, minimal to no brain fog. I'm tolerating exercise again. I'm not crashing at 2 p.m. every day or feeling just super burnout. I'm actually waking up with energy, usually without an alarm, which is amazing. And my heart rate variability is in the 70s to 90s, which it wasn't for like basically 2.5 years since we had moved into this house. Mold illness isn't just about respiratory issues. My own experience with mold toxicity showed me its impact on brain fog, anxiety, exercise intolerance, alcohol intolerance, and even low heart rate variability. And gut health played a role too. I didn't have a lot of gut symptoms, and I believe that's because I had been supporting my gut health for years, and thankfully, it didn't affect that system. But really, like, everything has to be built on a strong foundation. So prioritizing sleep, stress management, nurturing your body, making sure that it has the building blocks is really what you need to focus on. And then you can obviously get more detailed from there. I hope that this is helpful. I would love to hear your thoughts or what you learned from this episode. And if you suspect you have mold, just some action steps for you. So Again, this is not medical advice, but now looking back on my journey, there are a couple things that I would just point out. If you suspect that you have mold because you have histamine-related issues, because you have any of the symptoms that I listed, brain fog, alcohol intolerance, exercise intolerance, maybe you know you lived in a moldy building at some point. I know we have many clients that tell us that. Any of those symptoms, or I know we were talking about this a couple of days ago, actually on one of our Gut Together membership calls, is one of our clients who's failed multiple SIBO treatments has been working on clearing mold. And she asked, how do you know that you've cleared enough mold to do a SIBO treatment again? So on the flip side, if you've failed multiple SIBO treatments and you suspect mold is at the root of this, definitely get support, get help. There are people that can help you and you can stop spinning your wheels and failing SIBO treatments and not getting anywhere, because this is a foundational issue that you want to address. First step is I would test yourself and just see, do you have mold exposure? You can do a urine mycotoxin test. You can do an organic acid test. You likely have to order those through a provider, but that is where I would start. And then you can go down the rabbit hole of testing your home. Like I said, the home mold kit that I was offered on Instagram was called Got Mold. The link is in the show notes if you want to check it out or you want to order it for your house. It's very affordable for the results that you get. So if you can't access a urine mycotoxin test for yourself, that could be a step just to see if there's mold in your home. And then step three is I would really just focus on giving your body the foundational support that you need, getting enough sleep, reducing stress in your life, making sure that you're going to the bathroom every day, because that's one way that we detox, making sure you're sweating, making sure you're drinking plenty of fluids, and then work with someone to help you come up with a custom protocol that can help you clear the mold. I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I would love to hear from you on Instagram. So hop over there and send me a message. And I'll see you next time on the next episode of the Love Your Gut Podcast. As always, please note that this episode or anything discussed on this podcast is not a substitution for medical advice, and you should always consult your health practitioner before trying anything new. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Love Your Gut Podcast. I'd love to help you understand why you're bloated. And so that is why I have created my free quiz, Why Am I Bloated? In this quiz, you will learn what could potentially be causing your bloat and what you can actually do to fix it. So if you want to learn why you're bloated and how to fix it, visit drheatherfinley.co/quiz or visit the link in the show notes. I'll see you next time.